Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
This is such the reverse flex. I did a pull-up once, and I was the only one I ever did in my life. I got my chin above the bar. I was in the best shape of my life. I couldn't tell you how thrilled I was to get my chin above the bar. Never had been able to do it in my life.
Oh,
to actually get up there. I'm a big guy, and you know that has never been something in my repertoire. I did one once.
They're not easy.
One pull-up.
I am in my coffin. Right now. People are wrecking their cars right now all over the county.
You can call that a don't do this if you want to. I legit was so proud of myself.
You should be. They're not easy.
So proud of myself.
You didn't have to use the band like I did.
We got callers online who want to join us. Their greatest athletic achievement. So let's keep it quick with a couple of more. Don't do this. I'll start. I got a serious one, so
okay.
Let me do this first. New Orlando Sentinel MLS soccer player Jonathan Suarez was arrested on sexual assault charges, just signed with the team. And then his brother also was arrested by police. Here's how the story goes. Was on like a date, woman at a Topgolf, went back to the apartment. Things were going well. They were playing beer pong and then went back for, you know, consensual
relations.
At which point, Suarez invited his brother to kind of come in and enjoy the fun. She goes, "No, not into that.
I'm not doing that."
And then they wouldn't let her leave and made her do things she didn't want to do.
That's,
and
it's like, so effed up.
I know. It is totally messed up. So, and it's such a hard thing, obviously, for the woman as well, because she admits, "Yes, I was going and I was into it. I wanted to be there.
I'm a consenting adult,
but
then, absolutely can
then
do
it
that.
Went to a place I didn't want to go, and all the, I, you know, I then refused consent, and they wouldn't stop. And that's,
dude,
you know, have to stop.
Lock them up, throw away the key, my friend.
Yeah, it's a local from Fontana, California, pro contract, played in Argentina, came back to the United States, had just signed with Orlando City SC of MLS.
So gnarly. Absolutely awful. This is, yes, definitely much lighter than that one, Ben, but saw a screenshot yesterday on a ticket reseller. Four tickets for the Cleveland Indians at the San Diego Padres spring training facility in Peoria, Arizona. The beautiful Peoria Sports Complex, Ben. Lawn seats. Four tickets.
Lawn seats. So these are, you don't even have a chair. You're just out there on the berm.
Total price for this four pack of tickets, $39,996 for a spring training lawn family four pack. Four tickets at $9,999 each. How do you, in good conscience, be a ticket reseller?
I feel like that's...
Is it a bit? Is there a way?
Is it a bit? Is it like a computer error? Like it accidentally hit the maximum price? Like 9,000 doesn't go higher than that? No one's paying that for a sprint. I get there's limited capacity, so it's hard to get these tickets. They pretty much sold out right away yesterday, I heard. So there are definitely going to be some demand for resale. There's no demand for $10,000 spring training tickets. They're not even guaranteeing nine innings. It could be five innings, and you might not see any of your favorite players in a spring training game. Like one at-bat from Eric Hosmer is not worth $10,000 or $40,000 if you want to take the entire family.
Yeah, the whole family.
Yeah.
Just a nice, affordable day at the ballpark.
I've seen resale like $45 up to like over 100, which is still crazy for a spring training
game. Yeah, they're $10 tickets.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, that can't be right.
That is a don't do this.
All right. Let's get to some more of these phone calls. 833-288-0973. Randomly discussing our non-athletic, most athletic achievements
as right.
non-professional athletes
Correct.
Here. We got Nick in Carlsbad. Nick, good morning. Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Morning.
Morning.
How we doing?
Good.
So I'm not calling on myself. I'm calling for my brother. He actually played baseball at El Capitan, and he owns Steven Strasburg.
Oh! That's how it's done. He saw it really well.
If a guy named Scott Hopkins is listening, he was the former coach at West Hills. He runs a batting clinic out here in the East County now. But it was, I think, 2006, CIF, first round. West Hills was pretty much set to take it all. And my brother came in the seventh inning, rocked a double to right center field for the game-winning hit, drove in two runs, and gave Strasburg a nice little tip of the cap.
That is something that he will carry. Now, Steven Strasburg has long forgotten that.
My guess is if he does remember it, he remembers it a little differently.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, and one hit doesn't necessarily make you own someone either. You get lucky once, right?
Yeah, everybody can close their eyes.
But it's still a cool story.
I mean, great story.
If you're going to pick a guy in San Diego to have gotten a hit off of.
I'm telling everybody I own
Steven Strasburg.
That's the one almost that I'd want to pick. It's like, yeah, that's impressive sounding. Let's go to, okay, so Ernie is in Ramona. Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good. So I got to tell everybody the way our phone system works. Your name comes up, and if you've called in before, we might have saved your information. So because we've got the caller ID, so comes up. You've called in Ernie and Ramona. It also has the last topic you called in for. It's been a long time, Ernie. It says here that the last thing you called in for was 6 degrees of Cilio. I don't even know what that is.
Hey, how you doing? That's where you ask me if I know famous people, and then I say, yeah. You do 6 famous people. Do you know Jimmy Johnson? Yeah. Do you know Michael Irving? Yeah, I know him. Phil Simms just did it. Do you know Phil Simms? I know him. I know Warren Sapp. I know, also, I know Ray Lewis, and I know John Gooden. That's
okay,
it. That's six.
Fun?
Ernie,
that's
I'm sorry that Woods is using your time here.
I love you, Ernie. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ernie.
Count to six. Yeah.
Okay. Mine is, I've been golfing since I was 8 years old. So when I turned 58, I finally got my hole-in-one after
Go. Congratulations. I hope I don't have to wait until 58, Ernie, but I'm still waiting.
You're not going to believe this. Yeah. Okay. The thing was, is I hit the ball a screamer about 50 yards in front of me. It hit a rock. Came back, went over my head, and went in the hole behind me.
Oh, no. It was a reverse hole-in-one?
That counts. Count it. Do you count
so
that?
So you're like on the fourth hole, and you made a hole-in-one on the third hole.
That's exactly right. I quit golf after that.
Oh, my. Ernie, thank you for the call.
That's fantastic. He was so mad we were doing bits over his
he
call.
Was. Yeah, I know. You're taking his time, Woods. Yeah. I mean, finally got in, got through.
It's a fun game. Do you know famous people? Yes, I do. Ask me six. Yeah, I know him. Yep.
How you doing?
How you doing? I know him. Oh, yeah, I know him, too. Yeah, I know him. Yeah, he just sent me something in the mail, an old article of me from the Tampa Picayune Times.
I actually was. I played with a guy once who hit
my daughter just found this picture of me and John Elway. I know him.
Hit it out of bounds. Left.
Yes.
It hit like a tree or a rock or something, bounced onto the green and rolled into the hole for a hole-in-one. From out of bounds. Into the hole for a hole.
I played with you a few weeks ago. My drive I hit a 310-yard drive. That's up there for me.
That's a good accomplishment.
In greatest
as well.
Athletic accomplishment.
It absolutely
no
is.
Cart path, none of that mess.
I might change mine. I saw somebody tweeted in their greatest athletic achievement was running a mile in 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
That's impossible.
That is absurd.
Who tweeted that? Was that B-Klein?
Yeah. My fastest mile was nowhere near 4 minutes and 40 seconds, but my senior year in high school, I did run a 6-minute mile and like thought I was going to die when I realized that. But...
I can do a mile in like 18 minutes. Like 18 on the treadmill?
I think at my best, I broke like 8.5 once, and I was like the pull-up. I was absolutely thrilled.
Did you used to get panicked at like gym? Because I could never run.
Oh, of course.
But gym running days, I was like, I don't like this.
The worst was when the actual good, fast kids lapped you. So bad.
Like, keep up, fat ass! You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, get me out of here. It's the worst. I hated runners. I've always hated runners, to be honest with you.
I ran a 3-minute mile.
Carl Lewis? I know him. That's 1 degree. Bing! Usain Bolt, 2.
Shall we talk about real athletes again?
Fine.
The ones in brown and gold in Peoria. Eric Hosmer yesterday got to sit down, do some of the Zoom questions and answers.
Boy, did he ever.
And he took, he did some talking yesterday. Well,
what was he wearing?
He was wearing... something that you might find in Miami.
A tank top. It's very pasty. I'm like, here, it shocked me when I saw it. It shocked me when I saw it.
We'll have fashion criticism from Woods and thoughts from the Padres first baseman when we come back. It's Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.